This is Shambhala Sun, editor of web publications Rod Mead Sperry, and you're listening to Shambhala Sun Audio. In this second short clip from our interview with Frank Ostaseski, the caregiving pioneer talks about the kinds of questions and issues that are common among people who find themselves thrust into the caregiver's role, and he further sets the tone for our online Q&A with Frank about caregiving, which begins today. Frank, a good question to start with, I think, is how can we skillfully take care of others and at the same time be sure that we're taking proper care of ourselves?
I think there's a moment when we realize we're about to become a companion of someone who's dying or a caregiver for someone who's ill. And that might come as a result of some professional commitment we have or volunteer commitment, but more commonly it arrives when a friend or family member announces or shares the news of some kind of diagnosis. Perhaps it's a conscious choice for us. Perhaps we feel like we have no choice. What's important at the beginning here is to recognize that each of us knows how to do this, that it's in our bones. We've been caring for each other for hundreds of years, and it's only in the last several decades that we've forgotten. And so I think a lot of what I hope this dialogue will be is a way of remembering what we already know.
And so what is it that we know already but commonly forget? What is it that we know but can't access, and so we feel nervous when we're entering the caregiver's role?
I think in the last few decades, we've made caring for the dying unnecessarily complex, and caring for those who are ill unnecessarily complex. We've come to describe it in our life as this thing that is a remarkably intimate exchange. We've come to describe it as a burden or an obligation or a duty. We've over-professionalized it and mystified the process, and in so doing, we've temporarily lost touch with the fullness of our generosity. We've come to doubt our innate wisdom and compassion, and so we've become frightened. And so I think part of what I'm suggesting is that we have this innate capacity to care for one another. We can reach out into the darkness and touch one another.
Frank, let's talk about the commonly asked questions or issues that people bring to you regarding caregiving and the people that they're caring for. Are there common themes that are stumpers for people in such a situation?
Yeah, I think there's three big issues that face people as caregivers near the end of life. The first one is the willingness to be compassionately present for suffering, to go toward the suffering that we would wish to avoid. That's the first kind of characteristic we have to bring. The second is the willingness to release ourselves and others from the prison of roles. Me getting stuck in my role as the caregiver. And the third is more difficult to articulate, but I think that has to do with something like an abiding trust in the fact that we are more than the separate self we have taken ourselves to be. So recalling these three characteristics, I think, becomes a kind of guide for us as we start to take care of other people. It's not only helps us to recall our deepest self, but it helps us to work very pragmatically.
That was Frank Ostaseski joining me to talk about caregiving and practicing with illness. To leave your own questions for Frank, just leave a comment here on Shambhala Sunspace. He'll be answering questions from July 6th through July 9th. For more, you can also visit our special Caregiving and Practicing with Illness page or the current issue page on ShambhalaSun.com. This is Rod Mead Sperry, and thanks for listening to Shambhala Sun Audio.